Our encouraging word of the day comes from 1 Samuel chapter 10 in verse 7. I was just saying to Kurt how, as I look back at the life of Saul, and I think about Saul as the king of Israel, that I really have him in this. I've put him in a compartment where he's just a bad guy. He's really lost his mind. So he's constantly trying to kill David, and he won't accept the things that God has clearly revealed to him. He's not obedient when God gives him a command. He kind of keeps it halfway. And so I've got him pushed over in this compartment, and I've made a mistake, because as I've been doing my Bible reading, and I look at Saul when he's first introduced to us, we're told that he's head and shoulders taller than any other Israelite. We're told that he is more handsome than any other man. So he's got this physical appearance that he is tall, he's strong, he's young, and he's the best looking guy in all of the land. And God takes note of that. And so when you look at that physical appearance, and then you also tie in this concept, the idea that God gives to us, that he's very humble. Remember the way he meets Samuel, the donkeys at the house are lost. And so his dad says, take a servant and go find my donkeys. And they go from this land to that land and from that land to this land. They are marching all over the place. And finally, Saul says, we probably should get home, because dad's going to be worried about me at this point. He's probably not worried about the donkeys anymore. And the servant says, wait, there's a seer in the next town, a prophet. Let's go to him and see what he says. Maybe he can help us. And then Saul says, okay, let's do that. But after that, we're going home. And so he meets Samuel, the prophet of Israel, the judge of Israel. And God has already told Samuel that Saul is on his way, and I'll tell you who he is when you see him. And so God does, and Samuel takes him in and says, you're eating dinner with me, and I need you to spend the night. I have some things I want to say to you. So it's like this great time of conversation between the prophet of God and the first king appointed by God. And he's humble, and he's not ready for the job, but God has called him to be the king. And so some amazing things happening. And as you read through 1 Samuel 10, Samuel says, okay, it's time for you to go home. As you go, you're going to see some things. And so this is what I wanted to focus on. Samuel says to Saul, when you depart from me today, you will find two men, and they shall tell you that your donkeys have been found. So that's test number one as he's walking home. Then you will come upon three men, one man carrying three young goats, another carrying three loaves of bread, and another carrying a skin of wine. Can you imagine the chances of that happening?
Yeah.
Three men, one guy's got three loaves of bread, one guy has three young donkeys that he's carrying, and another is carrying a skin of wine. Just imagine Saul seeing those three guys and go, man, there they are. That's them. That's what Samuel told me would happen. So Samuel says, they're going to greet you, and they'll give you two loaves of bread. The guy's got three. He's going to give him two. What are the chances of that? He says, take it from them and eat it. When you make it to the Philistine garrison, you'll see a group of prophets coming down from the high place with a stringed instrument, a tambourine, a flute, and a harp. That is very specific. He says to him then, they will be prophesying. It is at that time that the Spirit of the Lord will come upon you, and you will prophesy, and you will be turned into another man. Saul leaves Samuel just being told that God, the Spirit of God's going to come down upon you mightily, and you're going to be another man. It's going to happen today as you travel. And this is when verse 7 comes in, because Samuel says to Saul, and let it be, when these signs come to you, that you do as the occasion demands, for God is with you. I realized in my reading that is such a great passage for New Testament Christians today. And that's where I want to sit with this. We can watch all these things going on, but God is with you. Do as the occasion demands. We think about our daily life and we say, well, does God want me to do that? Is he pleased with that? And some of that's good. We should ask that. Mm-hmm. Some of it's silly, though. It's like, does God care if I eat a hot dog or a ham sandwich or, bologna? What does he want me to order?
Yeah.
Do as the occasion demands. God is with you. And I love that, because we can know it and we can confirm it from moment to moment. Is God with me? Well, am I faithful to him? Am I obedient? Am I in sin right now? Because when I answer that, I can know whether he's with me or not. And then do as the occasion demands. You're going to dinner with your family. Just go with the flow. It's okay. God is with you. I love that.
Yeah, it's making me think of for example, the festive times that God had for Israel and the things that we enjoy in this life now. You were talking about, oh, do I eat a hot dog or a ham sandwich or what? Makes me think of what Paul said to Timothy. All foods are clean if they are received with thanksgiving. You know, we recognize they come from God. So we can look at these situations in life as blessings from him. This is what he's opened for me and what he's provided for me. But we were also talking about how many times and how consistent the message is in both here in the Old Testament and as you go through the New, that God is with you. God is never far from us. Seek God because he desires to be found. God is near. If you seek God, if you draw near to God, he'll draw near to you. And it seems it's God has to constantly remind us of that because it's so easy for us to forget. We can get distracted, possibly overwhelmed like Saul. I mean, he's starting to walk home and all of these things that Samuel's just told him are running through his head. And he says, I'm just this lowly guy from a nobody house in Israel, the least of all the tribes. What's going on? And yet, the words of Samuel to him is, God is with you. Do what's right. If you're trained by the word of God, as a Christian should be striving to be, then when a situation arises, do as the occasion demands, like you've emphasized. I like that point. Just go ahead and do what the occasion demands, in a godly way, of course.
Yep.
But enjoy that thing. That is something that God has given to you. And remember, he's with you. In fact, that's an indication that he is. Here's a blessing from his hand. And so he's happy to do that. Be thankful and remember that he's there.
Yeah, I love that so much. So there is the encouraging words for the day. You're serving God. You know that you're faithful. That takes such a load off of us that I'm in a good place because God knows who I am and where I am and what I'm doing to glorify him and to glorify Jesus. And so it just gets super simple. Do as the occasion demands, for God is with you. And I'm going to be an ambassador of Jesus Christ. I'm going to be a minister unto people around me concerning the things of the Lord in any way that I can. But if we're going to a wedding, then I'm going to a wedding. If I'm going out to the park with some friends, you know, to play basketball, then that's what I'm going to do because that's what the occasion demands. But I know God is with me, and that is such an amazing thing. Keeping it fresh in my mind helps me be stronger in those things as well. So keep that. Please keep that close to your mind and close to your heart. Do as the occasion demands, for God is with you.